modern day life can be hard to navigate, but even a simple homesteading life can be, well, not so simple. In the Choosing Simple podcast, we talk about embracing raw emotions and real life in moments of motherhood, womanhood, and this general homesteading lifestyle. Simplicity doesn't just happen. It's a choice we have to make every single day. So whether you're a tired mama washing dishes at 11 p.m. or a woman gardener battling bugs, this podcast is for you. Let's talk about real life. Let's talk about choosing simple in today's episode. All right, so today's episode is a little bit different than what we normally do. Of course, on the Choosing Simple podcast, we kind of talk about anything and everything, not just one thing or another, not just homesteading, but anything that could pertain to living a simplistic lifestyle, maybe a little bit different than modern living, right? You can also watch this podcast on YouTube. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, I'm so sorry about the glare on my glasses. It is actually dark outside when I'm recording this. I gotta take advantage of when the baby is sleeping. And so you're going to kind of see some glare in my glasses during this podcast episode, but no more talk about that. Hey, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do on your favorite podcasting platform or on YouTube, wherever you're at. There's a button around here somewhere where you can do that. We're going to go ahead and get started with today's episode, which is a little bit different than normal. And something I've been thinking about a lot. So today we're kind of talking about non-linear healthcare, and you're kind of thinking, wait, what exactly is that? And so I want to go over with you some recent experiences that I've had and what I'm learning about as I grow as an herbalist and as I tend to learn more and more and more about healthcare. So for those of you who don't know, I am an herbalist. I will always be a learning herbalist. I do not know everything. But if there's one thing I have learned about herbalism, it is that it is not the end all. I have a lot of people that come to me and say, I need an herb for this, 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 and this, and that's great. But normally, an herb is not your magic fixer. In fact, there is no singular thing that is your magic healing drug other than Jesus. And let's kind of break down what that looks like with nonlinear healthcare, not necessarily Jesus. We do talk about Jesus a lot, but I want to go over how we can promote different specialties in healthcare and how maybe we should be doing all of them instead of going to the doctor and trying to get a pill for everything. And so here are some things that you might consider. So I have a few health issues, not a whole lot. And I know that with me, a lot of my issues might be dietary and weight. And for me, my weight fluctuates a lot. I have some people who, if they saw me 6 months ago, you know, pre-baby or whatever, I had lost a ton of weight and I looked really great. And now I might be a little bit more fluffy than I normally am. And so my weight fluctuates a lot. And so for me, I know my issue is nutritional for a lot of things. And if I just got that under control consistently, I wouldn't have as many health issues as I do. But as I get older, there are some things that I'm noticing, like I need a specialist for this. And so one of the most recent things, I'm going to talk specifically to the women here, one of the most recent specialists that I've been seeing that makes home visits, which is very convenient for me, is a pelvic floor specialist. And so as I've been getting to know her and know what the specialty is all about, I've realized, hey, more women should be doing this. And I bet you a lot of our women issues would be obsolete if we understood how our body worked. And that was the kicker for me. I was like, oh, we don't understand our bodies. We don't get it. Years ago, just like homesteading was a skill that was passed down, farming was a skill that was passed down, we learned this stuff in the moment with our, you know, Ruth Ann Zimmerman says, at your grandparents' elbow, at your parents' elbow. Like, we learned about this stuff because we lived it. But we are generations removed from good understanding knowledge of how the human body works. In fact, maybe we are a couple centuries removed from that. So I want to show you, kind of give you a picture. We always go back to ancient Egypt, even into the Bible, but even pre-Bible times or current Bible times, we kind of knew how the body worked. Yes, there were doctors, there were medicine folk, but not like there are today. Families knew how the body worked, so they were able to fix things on their own at home until you were like really in a serious situation, and then you might go and run for help. So I like to start with ancient Egypt because they're one of the most exceptional examples of history of medical practice. And Egyptian medical practice went largely unchanged and included simple, non-invasive surgery, studying of bones, dentistry, and extensive sets of pharmacology books. So they weren't just using herbs, they were making compound pharmaceuticals as well. Egyptian medical thought influenced later traditions, including the Greeks, who were also known for really important medicine inventions, and even influences us today in America and other countries. The Greek historian Herodotus visited Egypt around 440 BC and wrote extensively of his observations of their medical practice. The Edwin Smith Papyrus contains many recipes to help heal different ailments, and the ancient Egyptians were known to use honey as medicine, and the juices of pomegranate served as both an astringent and a delicacy. In the Ebers Papyrus, there are over 800 remedies. Some were topical ointments and wrappings. Others were oral medication, such as pills and mouth rinses. And then others were things like inhalation. And they even dove into things like chiropractic care and pelvic floor health care and multiple things. Egyptians knew that our body didn't just need herbs for our body. We didn't just need good nutrition for our body. We needed to understand the overall body and how it worked, and that everything in the body works together. Okay, that's really important. History shows ancient Egyptian and Indian hieroglyphics focused on influencing spinal alignment to produce health outcomes through crude adjustments and even backwalking. Even the father of medicine, Hippocrates, focused on spinal alignment and techniques that influenced healing through the spine. Hippocrates has been quoted for saying, "Get knowledge of the spine, for this is the requisite for many diseases." And I think it's really important to understand that as we start diving more into medicine, we realize medical knowledge is not just herbs and it's not just pharmaceuticals. Our bodies have to be in good health. They have to be in good alignment. And I don't mean just alignment in chiropractic care. I mean alignment in general. How's your brain health? How's your mental health? How's your stress levels? How is your chiropractic health? Is your spine in alignment? Are your hips in alignment? Are they tilted? Are you out of whack? Because if you're walking a certain way, that can cause another pain or another issue. Or do you see what I mean? Healthcare is not linear. It doesn't go in a straight line. Healthcare is kind of all over the place in different points, and it's a wiggly line, and it's a circle, and it's a triangle sometimes. And when we start looking at health this way, we start living more. We start taking care of these issues that are happening. We stop going to that one single doctor with that one single experience. And we start lining up with specialists that have better experiences of simple things that we should really know, but we don't know because we're generations removed from it, but they can help us get back there. I assure you they can. So let me give you an example. Recently with this pelvic floor specialist that I have been seeing, she opened my mind up to my womanhood healthcare. I didn't know that there were muscles around bottom part of my spine, right where my tailbone is. And I'd been having back pain around my tailbone. And I thought chiropractic care would work. Well, yeah, chiropractic care helps, but it was not touching the pain that I was feeling. Little did I know there were muscles in my pelvic floor that wrapped up around that tailbone, and she was able to tell that those muscles had knots in them internally. And so she has been working on that, and she's been showing me how to work on that and giving me exercises. But the funny part is that once I was aware that those knots were there in those muscles, I felt them all the time. I was now keenly aware, oh, there's muscles there that I can do something with, and I can help fix this issue now that I know that those are there. I didn't know that because I don't know really much about the pelvic floor. Similarly, I had a small prolapse after my second child, and it got a little bit worse after my third. And so she's been helping me fix that issue. And amazingly, she's done well. I mean, this woman knows her stuff when it comes to pelvic floor health, and she helps women heal their body so that they don't have to have surgery. You know, if those women go to your OB, your OBGYN, it's immediately, oh, you have to get, you know, your uterus taken out or whatever is prolapsing. It's just the end of the world, but it's fixable. And so why not fix it? So modern doctors are trained to be surgeons. I think that's really important to remember. But when you go to these specialists, they know how your body works. Similarly, I've been dealing with carpal tunnel in my left hand. I had it in my right hand years ago. I got this surgically fixed because that's the only option I knew about. I didn't know there were other options. My pelvic floor specialist, conveniently, is also an ex-PT, so physical therapy specialist, and she was able to show me with a few different exercises from her knowledge of understanding the nervous system that I actually have an issue with my neck, not my hand. I have an issue with the discs in my neck, which are pinching my meridian nerve, I believe she said, and so that's causing the pain down my arm and into my hand, and she gave me some exercises for that as well, and so I didn't know that. It was something so simple that I can try to fix at home and work with my chiropractor to try and fix. But if I had gone to a orthopedic doctor, he would have immediately told me, oh, we need carpal tunnel surgery and that will fix it. But do you know what? That might have fixed my pain, but it doesn't fix the issue. And so what's going to happen? 10 years from now, I might have gotten that fixed. And 10 years from now, I might be going back to that same orthopedic surgeon who says, oh, you need back surgery now because the nerve in your back is messed up. Well, that was the issue all along. So why didn't we take care of it then and do some exercises and do chiropractic care? Are you following me? Like these, I'm starting to realize that the healthcare system is truly the biggest scam I have ever seen in my entire life. And I hope that you understand what I'm saying. I felt like this message was really important to get to you because, you know, we so often are just taught, just go to the doctor and get this done. And I'm hoping that through talking to you about homesteading and talking to you about healthcare and herbalism, that you are young enough or at least in a state where it's not too late for you. You haven't tried to band-aid these other issues when really it was a different issue that's going to give you an even more bigger issue later on down the road when you could have just fixed the original issue to begin with. And so I encourage you, as you start looking into healthcare more, whether it's right now or heading into a new year or a new possibility in your life, start looking at specialists, especially holistic ones or natural ones. If you're a woman and you have some woman issues or even back issues, go see a pelvic floor specialist. If you have carpal tunnel issues, go see a physical therapist or somebody who specializes in the central nervous system, especially your chiropractor. If you have back issues, go to your chiropractor. Even just common headaches, go to your chiropractor. You know, my chiropractor, and I think most people do, they have a big poster that says when your body is in alignment, when your body is in perfect alignment and the spine is aligned and every part of your body is where it's supposed to be, it allows your body to start healing itself. It allows your body to stop focusing on trying to get itself into alignment so that now it can focus on the issues, other issues that really need its attention. When your body is focusing on stress and stupid, simple things that could just be fixed if you went to a chiropractor or if you went to a pelvic floor specialist or if you went to get acupuncture or whatever, then once those simple things are healed and your body is in a state of well-being and wholeness, then your body can start healing itself. And that is so, so important. So I encourage you, as you start looking at your health and as you start thinking about your healthcare protocols that you have coming up or when something does arise, that you stop and you think to yourself and say, wait, I'm not going to go to the regular doctor, you know, unless it's just something common like the common cold, but why would you go to the doctor for that? I don't know. I'm not going to go to the regular doctor. I'm going to start exploring what other things could be wrong. Maybe I should start with a chiropractor. Maybe I should start with somebody who specializes in something else that can then lead me into, you know, a nutritionist. Okay, get your nutrition under control. And that nutritionist more than likely can start pinpointing other issues that you have in your health that are linked to other things and then source out from there. Start grasping the research bug. Start thinking about these things. Don't be afraid of your health. Love the body that you are in and start really focusing on it and ask your body, like, okay, body, what's wrong with you? And oftentimes you will begin to have that intuition of, hey, I need to fix this or I need to go see this kind of person. Overall, I want you to just understand there are options for you. There's not only one option. It is not just one doctor. It is not just one specialist. It is not just one thing. And as we begin to open up and realize this, I hope that we teach our children these things. Let the next generation understand how the body works. Have your older kids take anatomy classes. Have them take pre-med courses that really teach them where the body is and how the body works and how it should be in alignment and how healthcare in general works. Your children and you should know how you get simple viruses and how you can simply take care of these viruses. Teach this next generation to be independent in their healthcare, because I assure you, the next generation after them is going to be even more strong and more independent. And eventually, maybe we can get back to the way things were, even just a little bit more, every single generation. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. It was much shorter than they normally are, but I really felt like it was important for you to hear my story of recent events that I've gone through and ways that that has just changed my health in general, and ways that you can as well if something comes up, if you're currently fighting some kind of health issue in your body, just take that leap. Dive all in and start realizing that healthcare is not a one-way street. You can see multiple specialists. Start with a nutritionist. Start with a chiropractor. Those are the two people I recommend. If you have a local herbalist, go to a local herbalist as well. Get all the information you need and specifically ask them, please start teaching me about my body, how my body is currently working and how it's supposed to be working, and various different aspects of that. And a good specialist will always make you a student, whether you want to be or not, because they want you to understand how your body works so that you can help yourself in the future. All right, guys, thanks for watching and listening. Until next time, don't forget to choose simple.